take a look at fields like standard workday and employee type. Notice that both of those have changed from their 8-hour regular full-time options to 4-hour regular part-time. This is because in this job code of production associate part-time, we had set these as default values. So this will illustrate what I was showing you earlier about setting up default values. That doesn't mean there aren't still other fields we might need to change manually when a person transfers, but it does help us to make sure we hit many of the required fields.